Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you today, and we trust that today we can be a blessing to you and to your family. Let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, just to be able to live in America. Lord, the land of the free. And Lord, although America has a number of issues that, Lord, we like to see change, it still is a blessed place to live. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live here, particularly here in the valley. What a beautiful place as we approach springtime, Lord, as the grass will begin to grow and the trees will begin to bud and the flowers and the gardens will be being planted and all that takes place, Lord. Just a wonderful place to be during the springtime here in the valley. Thank you for that. But Lord, as we take the few moments now and draw our attention to you and to your word, may you allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate your word in our hearts. May you challenge each and every one of us this morning. And may God, may we respond to you by listening and hearing what, Lord, the Spirit of God would say to us through your written word. And may you enable us, Lord, this morning to be, Father, what you would have us to be. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18, the Bible says, "A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friends." I've been going through the book of Proverbs looking for biblical principles for practical living. It's been my mindset for probably 20, 25 years as God has dealt in my life and changed my life and is in the process of still changing my life. And by the way, there is so much more that needs to be changed in my life. I'm so far removed from what I should be. But I thank God this morning that I'm not what I would have been had God not intervened in my life. And I thank him and praise him for that. Give him all the glory for just the many blessings. And I acknowledge his presence in my life. And I'm appreciative of what he's done for me. And I'm sure you are for what he's done for you as well. But as I go through here and looking for principles, I'm reminded of the Bible is a book that doesn't just teach a person how to be saved, how to be born again. Now, that would be the most important lesson that you could learn, without any doubt. And I do not believe there are any second or close seconds to that. The number one thing, the absolute most important thing that you could give your time and attention to is to make sure that you are a truly born-again child of God, that you have turned by faith to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone and received of him the gift of eternal life. And if you have not done that, and if in your heart wrestles some doubt this morning, I would encourage you, make that the priority. Examine yourselves. Make sure you're in the faith. But after that, after you've been born again, after a person secures salvation as a gift from the Lord Jesus Christ, then God begins to work in that person's life. And there are a lot of biblical truths that we need to learn, a lot of facts. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But one thing that's interesting me is in the Bible that God deals with all kinds of things, if you would, from A to Z of life. And God is teaching us how to live, how to make decisions. And some of those are decisions that are not often considered biblical decisions, and yet they are. Because every decision that you make in your life, God's got a principle about it. When Solomon was writing in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." A wise man will hear. A wise man will increase learning, if you would. I wonder this morning, are we being wise in the life that we are living? Are we being wise? Are we hearing? And are we increasing in our learning? Are we allowing God to give us more understanding? Are we attaining to wise counsels? And so when we go through the book of Proverbs, we're looking for biblical principles for practical living. These are basically principles that God wants us to live day in, day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The thing I like about the faith of Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ is this. It's not something we practice on the weekends. That's what religions do. Religions have their services on the weekend, and then you go off and you do whatever you're going to do, and you live like the devil or whatever for the rest of the week, and then you come back to your religious practices on a given day and hour, and then the rest of the week you're right back at it again. The thing about Christianity is when God saves you, makes you a child of God, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not just on Sunday morning, but it's all the time. It's all things of Christ all the time. And that's one of the indicators that you'll discover when you've truly been born again. The things of Christ mean something to you all the time, not just on Sunday mornings. And so we're looking for biblical principles, and this morning we're looking for one. We're going to look at one that goes along so well with this idea, how that God deals in all areas of our life, not just what many would say are the spiritual things, but in this particular case, he's dealing with basically financial decisions that have nothing to do with tithes and offerings, but basically just being accountable and being wise how to protect yourself financially. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friends. Striking each other's hands or shaking hands was anciently the form of concluding a contract. It would be like, much like today. You go down, you secure a bank loan, and you would sign a piece of a paper, and it would be a contract. Sort of a promissory note, if you would. But I remember when I was growing up, my dad sharing the story that he needed a loan, and he went down to the bank, and he secured a bank on nothing more and nothing less than his name and a handshake. The banker knew him. He knew the banker. He said, he told him what he needed. The banker said, okay, shook hands, and there he got the money. You know, here you couldn't do that now if you had to. You just couldn't do it. Now, you might be able to do it from a friend, but you're not going to do it from a banking institution. But back in the ancient days, that was how they often would conclude a contract. A man's word was worth something. And, well, it ought to be today as well. In Proverbs chapter 6, 1 through 2, the Bible says, my son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. In other words, words meant something. And this idea that they have taken, and it says here, they have stricken thy hand with the stranger. In other words, you've made a contract, you've made an agreement. In Proverbs 11:25, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, for he that hath, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. Proverbs 22:27, if thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? The idea here is this: when it is the making of a contract with a friend's creditor. In other words, it's not you taking upon yourself a loan, but you stepping in for somebody else. You're shaking hands, if you would, you're striking hands in the presence of a friend. In other words, it's the idea of you, if you would, co-signing, was what we would call it nowadays, co-signing for somebody's debt. In other words, you're taking it upon yourself to make sure that that debt is secure. If that person that you're doing it for can't pay, you're saying to the creditor, if he can't, I will. And so you're taking upon yourself a risk that if that person doesn't pay, then they're going to come after you, and then you're obligated to pay them. And the Bible's teaching us here, a man that is void of understanding striketh hands and become a surety in the presence of his friend. In other words, a person that's not, dare I say, where he needs to be and where he ought to be in his understanding about life and the things of life, he will be the kind of person that will say, listen, okay, here, just, you know, hold me accountable for his friend. And so the idea would be simply this, that you're taking upon yourself a risk, and by doing so, you're jeopardizing not only your own well-being, but if you're married, your family life, your kids' life. In other words, if you do that, the Bible seems very clearly says a man that's void of understanding does those types of things. So God's basically, we're not in church service this morning, so to speak, in this portion of Scripture. We're not in the baptistry. We're just living everyday life. We're out on the street corner and business is taking place, and God's got something to say about everyday business. God's talking about what we do on a Monday morning or a Wednesday afternoon. In other words, God's word and truth to us applies at all time, at all places. And in this particular case, he's teaching us that it would be unwise for you or me to take upon ourselves the risk of paying somebody else's debt and taking the responsibility upon ourselves. In other words, a man that's void of understanding will do something like that. But the man who has understanding, it would be inferred, would not be one who's inclined to do that. He would shy away from that. Now, you may, in our day-to-day society, for example, when my daughter got her first car, my youngest daughter, I co-signed for her. Now, she wasn't a stranger. She wasn't somebody didn't know. But in other words, I was trying to help her establish a credit line so that she could begin to move on with her life, and if she ever needed credit, and certainly in today's lifestyle we do. So I took upon myself and had the means to pay for the vehicle, and I took it upon myself. But she was somebody, she was family, and even with that, there's a risk, because if she doesn't do it, then I'm obligated too. And so I had to make sure that during the process of that loan that she had, that I kept myself in a position that where if I had to, I could pay that loan off, because I realized I was obligated to that loan. I took it upon myself the responsibility to pay it back if she couldn't. And I had to make sure that I was in a position to do that. And so what God's saying, if you do that with a friend, you just happen to like him real well, and he's a good guy, and he's in a hard situation, so you say, sure, go ahead, I'll cover what he can't. You better be careful, because you might end up holding the bag on that one. And God says a person who's void of understanding has the tendency to do that. The wise person, would cancel that friend and find some other means to help. So that's something that God deals with us everyday living. We often don't think about that as scriptural or biblical things, but yet God's interested in how we do that. God's interested and has principles how to teach us how to conduct our business with friends and acquaintances and people of the world and people of the faith. You see, the thing about the Bible is God's trying to help us at all times and all places, not just in church. And we would be well advised to listen to God and take the Bible and study it and meditate and think about these principles, all these teachings that God has for us, so that we could live a life that not only would be pleasing to the Lord, but that would be beneficial to us as well. The Bible says a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. I think what God's teaching us there is this, if we'll take and read our Bibles and find these biblical principles, because of these principles, we can begin to see some scenarios and see some things that perhaps we wouldn't notice before, and then make decisions based in preparation for that, based upon scriptural teaching. And we'd be wise to do that. The foolish person, the simple person says, number one, he's unaware, or he's either disregarding what he's been told. And so he just sort of goes through. Every way of a man's right in his own eyes. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So he just boldly goes with his own ideas, his own opinions. And, of course, so often they're found wanting at the end. And so God's teaching us something here. To me, God has something for everybody for all time. And God has a principle here. This is just an example of all these principles that we're trying to look through in the book of Proverbs. All these principles that you and I should be discovering. God, what is it that you would have me to do? How is it, God, you would have me to live? What should I do in this situation? It would amaze us if we would take time to study and find out God has information for us, has teachings for us about every avenue of life. None of it's missed. The principles that are there, and may God help us to see them, discover them, find them, and more importantly, may God help us to put them into practice. Biblical principles for practical living. I thank you for listening today. and you have a great day.